Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you say your name and your title?
Hi, I'm Irene Magafan, video producer and editor for World Wildlife Fund and on the board of the Chesapeake Film Festival.
Awesome. And so we are here talking because you have a really cool event coming up that's separate from your actual festival. The festival, you know, as usual, is going to be virtual again this October, but folks don't have to wait that long for something cool. There's something really cool coming on Saturday, April 17th and Sunday, April 18th, called the Journey of a Hollywood Idea Virtual Speaker Series. Tell me how this came together. Like, I want to get to the individual speakers in a second, but start more overview. You know, what sparked this whole idea?
Sure. Thanks, Jason. So yeah, you know, we are trying to find really creative ways to connect with our communities and with audiences since we're going to be virtual again this year with our festival. So, you know, we'd like to engage with people throughout the year, not just in October during our festival. So we thought to ourselves, how can we continue to, you know, engage our communities and really talk to people about film and about storytelling and about collaboration. So, you know, we tapped into our board, and our board members are such an integral part of our film festival that one of our board members, Liza Ledford, has some wonderful connections to Hollywood. I mean, she also worked as a big, you know, Liza Ledford worked for Amblin. Amblin Studios is really huge, with Steven Spielberg having started it and E.T. coming out of it. So I think that would be a recognizable logo to anyone. So we're really honored to have Liza sort of leading this Hollywood series. And, you know, she came to a few of us, and we all started talking during a board meeting. And, you know, she had this wonderful idea. It really was just the gem of an idea that really got us all hooked. And it was completely her idea. So she brought a few of us women together, and she said, listen, I'd like to have a Journey of a Hollywood Idea. Let's do some sort of a Hollywood event where we bring media makers together, we bring Hollywood executives, we bring newcomers and people that are just starting out in their career, and also people that are still in school. So this can be a learning opportunity and a huge collaboration and a huge discussion. So we can really talk about what it takes to get your story sent up to the top, what it really takes, the grit that it takes that you need to have, the passion that you need to have for storytelling, especially if you have something really important in your back pocket that you know you want the world to see. So her idea was the Journey of a Hollywood Idea Virtual Speaker Series. And now it has been birthed, and we are in the process of developing it. We are in the process of developing all the marketing materials for it. And we're very excited. The tagline is 5 stages of a film production. So we will be hitting on development, pre-production, production, post-production, and distribution. And it's very, very exciting. Thanks to Liza's connections, we will be having five executives from Hollywood that will be talking about the ins and outs of the 5 stages of film production. They're going to bring their experience to the virtual table. We're going to have discussions. We're going to have questions and answers. It's going to be a really fun and raw conversation where we give access to these big Hollywood executives for anyone who would like to speak to them about their projects and how they can move their projects forward. Liza is going to be kicking off our development section. Liza Ledford is formerly a Hollywood studio executive, and she's going to present an overview of each of the 5 stages of production in the studio system prior to introducing the Hollywood insider to speak about each of the stages. Liza Ledford's career spans 20 years, with 12 years in the studio system of LA, starting with Steven Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment at Universal Pictures, and then moving to Sony Studios before launching her own consulting firm. And when Liza moved east, she took her passion for story development and Hollywood relationships to her entertainment consulting company. She currently serves as the executive director of the Oxford Community Center. We are actually collaborating with them for the speaker series. So the Chesapeake Film Festival and the Oxford Community Center in Oxford, Maryland, are joining forces and collaborating to put on this event. And she's also the president of the Oxford Business Association in Oxford, Maryland.
Who are the 5 insiders that you're going to be bringing in on Zoom for the different stages of the production process? So stage 1 development, who's going to be the insider for that one.
Thanks, Jason. So yeah, we're very, very honored to have Andrea McCall, who's the Senior VP of Development at Amlin Partners. So we are incredibly thrilled to have her bring her wealth of knowledge to our speaker series for our audiences. She will be discussing the ins and outs of development and really apply that to the work that she does representing Amlin.
Great. And then for stage two pre-production, who do we have for that?
So for pre-production, we have Eric Paquette, former Senior VP of Production at Sony Studios, and he's also the producer and CEO of Meridian Pictures. We are extremely thrilled to have him. Under his experience and wealth of knowledge, he will really be diving into the production aspect.
Okay, awesome. And then stage three, which will be at 2:30 on Saturday. Who do we have talking production?
So we are very excited to have Mark Roskin, CEO of Electric Entertainment, currently producing and directing episodic television. So we're very excited to have him to go into the production stage and to apply what he has learned and all the knowledge that he has under his wealth of experience to our audiences.
Sweet. Okay. So that's, that's Saturday. You'll do stage one development, stage two pre-production, and stage three production. And then we'll go in on Sunday, we'll go into stage four, which is post-production. So obviously the editing phase, and you have a really cool get for that. Who's that?
We are very excited to be discussing post-production with Jennifer Trent, who is the head of post-production for Blumhouse. So this is very, very exciting. You know, post-production is such an important aspect of the five stages of a production. And we're really excited to listen to what she has to say under Blumhouse for post-production, how that works under her leadership, and how she'll be able to share her wealth of knowledge with our audiences.
Oh, I mean, everyone, people probably are familiar with those logos. They've cranked out some of the most successful horror movies in the last couple of years. So that'll be kind of cool to hear the post and editing phase, the stage of that. That'll be cool. And then, wrapping it up, 1 p.m. Sunday is stage five is distribution. So, okay, you've got the movie made. It's gone through post, and now we got to get it out in the world. So who's talking distribution?
So we're going to have a guest, Chris Moore. Very excited to have him. He's a producer and consultant. So he will really dive into the distribution. And what's great about that is paired with him, we will have a Chesapeake Film Festival workshop with Kimberly Skirm, who will be explaining more on the best steps and positions you want to put your project in for the diverse marketplace. So she'll help us. So between Kimberly and Chris, they will both help us discuss how to best position your project for a diverse marketplace so you can really get smart about distribution and gain the knowledge that you'll need.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you doing this. It sounds like it's going to be a really fun series. Everyone, it's Saturday, April 17th and Sunday, April 18th. It's called The Journey of a Hollywood Idea Virtual Speaker Series, Five Stages of Film Production. Remind us, how do they actually participate? I assume it's over Zoom, but do they need to buy a ticket? How much is it? All that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jason, for that very important detail. So this event is going to be virtual, so you can join us via Zoom. And on the 17th and 18th, we're doing an all-day workshop on the 17th and 18th of April. And on your website, we'll have the info card, which explains how to register. But if people would like to register, you do have to register for this event at oxfordcc.org/speaker-series. So that is the way to register. Registration is $75 a person, and that includes an all-access pass to the entire weekend. So there you have it. If you are a member of Women in Film and Video, you will be getting a discount. And I don't know what that discount is exactly. I do know that we've worked out a partnership with them for a discount, but I don't know if that's
been... $10 off. I think it's $65 versus $75 for general.
Or $75. Okay. Yeah. So I can restate that if you want.
No, it's okay. Just knowing how I cut the pieces together, I'm sure I'll use your quotes and the sound bites for the speakers and stuff, but I can voice that part at the end of the radio piece.
Okay.
All right, cool. Before we run, a really quick plug for the Chesapeake Film Fest in general. I know we're months away from it, but remind our listeners, you know, give them a quick teaser of what's coming up in the fall.
Great. Thanks, Jason. Yeah, you know, our festival will be here again before you know it, even though it's April. The Chesapeake Film Festival will be held virtual again this year in early October. And we are very, very excited to be bringing to you a collection of films, from comedies to feature films, all sorts of documentaries. And we definitely have a hard focus on environmental films this year. So we're excited to be bringing those in. Submissions are coming in. If you would like to submit to the Chesapeake Film Festival, please go on to Film Freeway and you'll see us there and you can submit your film. We are in the process of reviewing films as they come in. And it's always such an exciting process to see what filmmakers have done, what is important to them. And we want this to be a collaborative process. So a bunch of us are reviewing the films and we'll send you some more information, but we're very excited to bring a virtual festival again this year to our audiences in the beginning of October.
Awesome. And I promise we'll definitely circle back as we get closer and we'll run a whole separate piece on that. And by then, of course, you'll have even more info on what all screening and events and all that kind of stuff. So we'll circle back with that later. But for now, everyone check out the Journey of a Hollywood Idea virtual speaker series, Saturday, April 17th, Sunday, April 18th. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much, Jason. This has been great.